As she works behind her desk at the University of Illinois Chicago campus, Dean of Libraries Mary Case's office looks out onto what she hopes is the future of her institution, the potential home of the Obama Presidential Library. She thinks the location near downtown Chicago is an attractive reason to put the institution on her campus. The other?
Diversity. UIC has one of the most diverse student populations in the country. Many of our students have benefited from the DREAM Act.
University of Illinois at Chicago is the largest university in Chicago.
That's part of UIC's pitch to the Obama Library Foundation, a nonprofit group formed to plan, develop, and raise money for the president's future library, museum, and foundation.
The project they're estimating is about $500 million.
While UIC is in Chicago, the place President Obama called home before the White House, Mary Case admits it lacks a personal connection to the man and his family.
That is the one thing that we don't have. There are no individuals that we're aware of that have certainly connections to him.
UIC's competitor in Chicago to win the Obama Library bid does have that personal connection. Several of President Obama's friends and former advisors work at the University of Chicago on the South Side. UChicago is also where the president worked as a constitutional law professor before his entry into politics. If it comes to Chicago, Dan Weinberg, who owns a bookshop dedicated to another famous president from Illinois, Abraham Lincoln, says it would be the first presidential library in the National Archives system located in the state.
It's strange that we don't have a library, and I think if the main rival is New York, all bets are off if the Obamas move to New York.
New York is home to Columbia University, where President Obama attended school as an undergraduate. Columbia is in the running to have the first presidential library in New York City. The fourth location, Honolulu, is President Obama's birthplace. He is the only president born in the state of Hawaii. Its plans include a beachfront facility available to the 8 million tourists who visit the state every year. But Weinberg says one benefit Chicago has going for it no one else can match is President Obama's connection to the legacy of President Lincoln.
He, Obama, is the culmination of Lincoln's promise of emancipation.
The decision ultimately rests with President Obama. But if he decides to build his library outside Chicago, all is not lost for the Windy City. Yeah. Film director and Star Wars creator George Lucas plans to build the Lucas Museum of Narrative Arts along the city's lakefront. The $300 million facility is set to open in 2018. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.